I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, the hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set. We started it off with three tracks of new music here. The first one was by Bob Cook, When I Think of You. That was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2023 collection. After that, we had another instrumental interlude. And this is what we would call new old music. Anyhow, it was Jamie Penner's instrumental version of Bobby Hebb's hit Sunny. That was off of Jamie's new CD, Odyssey. And then the last new music track was Love You Better by the Monophonics off of their latest CD, Sage Motel. And then, having had a few minutes left and having had the Velvet Underground CD sitting out here, we had to give you a little bit of Nico, who, I think most people think she was given a bad deal back then, but that track was I'll Be Your Mirror, one of the two tracks she had on that CD. I don't know, Zombo, are you ready to do it early?
I don't
have any records queued up that only last for a minute.
Can't help you, buddy.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. I will be back next Friday, 9 in the morning, and we'll play songs that, in one way or another, are related to Ireland. You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. For me, we're all gonna die. Come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this war a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made by supplying the army with the tools of his trade. But just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Hey, we're all gonna die. Well, come on, generals, and let's move fast. Your big chance has come at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when we're blowing them all to kingdom come. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, and don't hesitate. Send your sons off before it's too late. And you can be the first ones in your block to have your boy come home in a box. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Stepping out of a triangle in the striped light. Striped light, striped light. Tropical half-dorm night. Yeah, everything's wrong, the same time it's right. The truth has no patterns for me tonight. I'm playing this music so the young girls will come out to feed the monster tonight. Meet the monster tonight. What do all you women do when the men get tropical hot dog payday? What do you do on tropical hot dog day day? Yeah. Yeah. Step out of a triangle into striped light. Turn around and step back into striped light. Tropical hot dog night. I'm playing this song for all the young girls to come out to meet the monster tonight. Meet the monster tonight. How would you like to be the lucky girl, the lucky one, to be the monster tonight? How to be the monster tonight? Ah, everything's wrong at the same time it's right. You get to be. To be with me,
and also to be the monster tonight.
Zombo in your brain. Happening right now. I'll request the second part. The second part of the request show. The last part of the request show. Went over from last week where it was requests that I haven't done requests in over a decade. And there. So we're doing. So some requests there. Tropical Hot Dog Night by Captain Beefheart. I forget who requested that. But if you requested that, good on you. Before that, Deuces Wild, Link Ray, another request. And there are requests, okay. And everything started off with Country Joe and the Fish doing Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag, the EP version, not the version from Woodstocks, which has a lot of F-bombs in it. This one had no bombs. Well, it had bombs at the beginning. Yeah, a lot of bombs at the beginning, but none of them F. Hey! What's happening? So, hey, I got to tell you, this is kind of interesting. And so they moved my show, The Deep Archive. They moved it to Wednesdays, 11 p.m. to 2 p.m. And I thought, oh, man, I had a great slot. It used to be on Sundays, 2 to 5 in the afternoon. But I'll tell you what, man, listen to this show. One and two. I just happened to be driving around. Yeah. I was doing some work in the lab. And then I was driving back. And it was about 1:30. And I said, oh, yeah, wait a minute. My show's on. The new time slot. And I'll tell you what, man. It really fits. I'll tell you, this stuff really fits it. At 12, 1, 2 a.m. this stuff in the afternoon. See, this is another reason why the show really is this time slot is okay. I like it because I can do this time slot. But having a midnight show to 2 a.m. and I don't know, it was fun. Listen, it was a show from 13 years ago. And some odd reason, I was just hung up on one thing. This dumb joke that I did offhand. I was doing PSAs. One of the PSAs was about animal friends and getting a dog. And the other one was about food stamps. And I just came with this dumb joke about dog food stamps. And I did a whole PSA for dog food stamps. And I don't know why. It was one of these things. There's twice on the radio where I pushed the bound. I pushed it even too far for me. I laughed at this joke, the dog food stamps joke. I laughed at that joke for about 3.5 minutes straight on the air. I couldn't believe I was listening to the radio and goes, I remember doing that. I remember milking that gag and laughing about it for like 3-4 minutes. The other one I did is when I used to do the concert calendar. And I used to do the oh yeah, thank you, Chummy. I used to do the jazz hands things too. Boy, I miss jazz hands. Do jazz hands from the PSA for COVID from way back when, where they said don't shake somebody's hands, do jazz hands. And I went off on a jag about jazz hands. But the other really big one. This was 7 minutes. I wish I could. And I probably won't be able to rebroadcast because I was doing the concert calendar. And when I rebroadcast my shows, I cut the concert calendar out because why tell you, 11 minutes of stuff that happened 13 years ago? But yeah, plus, it would confuse a lot of people. So, but there's one I went off on a thing about Charles Nelson Reilly in the Hatamaran on Lidsville. And I don't remember what this thing was, this rant, but I remember logging it into the logs here. And I remember the mockster saying that I had a new record as far as the longest riff on something. And that was on the Hatamaran from Lidsville. None of this makes sense to any of you if you're over 78 years old. If you're over 78 years old, none of this show makes any sense. What's happening? I'd like to thank the folks who came out and got CDs from the Polka Maniacs scavenger. Nobody got the golden ticket. So here's the thing. I went back and I got the CDs that nobody got. There was about seven or eight of them. And I brought them back and I put them in with the other CDs that we're going to be getting rid of at shows. So somebody, if they go to a show, they might get the golden ticket. And the golden ticket in the CD is a free Polka Maniac show at your house or your business. That's right. So we did 100 CDs, put 100 tickets in. 99 tickets were for a free poster. And the one ticket was for a free show at their house. And nobody got that, but it might be one of the tickets that are going to be going to our show. Next show is going to be St. Patrick's Day, next Friday night. At Mr. Schmall's with the Beagle Brothers. So the Polka Maniacs will be playing with the Beagle Brothers. And next Friday's show on the radio is going to be all Green songs. And Kenny Joe was green with envy when I told him that I came up with that idea. He says, oh, why didn't I think of that? I says, yep, show's all Green songs. So next week is going to be all Green songs. But this week, we're just hanging out, man. I'm finishing up your requests. And I got to admit, I did get some more. And it's just a nice mixed bag of things. And one of the things, of course, no matter when I say request, it was just destined to happen. Harriet requested the Wiener Dog Polka for Timmy. And I don't know if Harriet or Timmy are listening, but this is what they done requested. And it's good to see you again. It's good to hang out with you on the radio again. Just you and me. This nice little tiny thing. That's the thing. That's one thing I think is really neat about the show. I'll listen to it. I'll dig it. There's a few folks out there that dig it, and that's good. That's just good. Even if nobody digs it, I have to come in here. I feel I have to come in here and do this. It's my duty. Speaking of duty, I got to play a long song. Here comes the Wiener Dog Polka side. This is a dedication. It's a dog dedication. How am I supposed to come out of an up-tempo number and do a dog dedication? Well, I will. Wiener Dog Polka Polka Side Harriet the Timmy. And WRCT! And I'm in your brain.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, boys and girls, do you know what that sound is? That's my wiener dog. He wants to come out and play with you. Come here, wiener dog. Come here, little. Oh, my, how you've grown. Come here, little fella. That's right, boys and girls. Now we're going to do the Wiener Dog Polka.
Thank you.
Double shot of
Pennsylvania.
There you go. A little something there for you. Double shot of polka side for you. The first one was a request of the Wiener Dog Polka, of course, going out to Harriet and Timmy. And I thought I'd play the Pennsylvania polka just in case Bonnie is listening. Thought I'd do a double polka for you. You're listening to someone right here in your brain, and you are right there. So that's nice. We're doing this. All right, let's see. Let's jump back into more requests here, if you'd like. And the telephone number here is 911, and you can just leave your request on the recorded thing right there. So give that a call and tell them what you want to hear. And you'll hear the sound of an ambulance. That's what you'll hear. Let's see here. Okay, let's do this. Oh, this is some of the requests come in that are very specific. I like specific requests are nice, too. But this, they wanted Sniffin' the Tears. If you remember Sniffin' the Tears, Driver's Seat. Bun and Bugs wanted that, but they wanted the 12-inch dance extended version, which I happen to have. How amazing is that? That is, it's not amazing. It's not even close to being amazing. I should tell you something before we get to that request. What do we got here? Animal Friends University. Nah, they got rid of that one. Damn it, Jim. Oh, here we got Animal Friends. Oh, here's Animal Friends University. There you go. I found it. Whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound, there's a class for every interest at Animal Friends University. Every interest? A class for every interest? I find that rather hard to believe. Every interest at Animal Friends University. Nope, nothing funny there. All right, at Animal Friends University, you can take a class about or even take it with a pet. That's right. You can write your answers on their tummy, and you can scratch them and get the answer so you don't cheat on the test that way. Beat writing it on your sleeves. Just write it on your dog's tummy. You got to shave the tummy first. That's the thing. You just shave the tummy. And the dogs love that. That's such a great feeling. There's nothing like a freshly shaved dog's tummy. Yeah, that's a thing. That's something right there. No, it's not. They offer summer camps for kids, cat massage classes. Now we're talking. You pet with the fur. Go towards the don't go against the grain of the fur. There's your class. Don't go against the grain of the fur. Unless it is a freshly shaved tummy. Then you can go against the grain of the fur. And they kind of like that. Canine behavior training and so much more. View the catalog on Thinking Outside the Cage. That's right. Animal Friends, it's not just for breakfast anymore. And when you go to jail for a gun crime, really, you? You would not be going to jail for a gun crime. I'm just saying, that is that PSA that says when you go to jail for a gun crime, they're insinuating that you are a criminal. Just because you listen to Zombo on the radio, they think you are a criminal. They think you are a violent criminal with a gun when you go to jail for a gun crime. Unless you're one of the smart people listening to this radio show who can get away with murder. There's a couple maybe out there. Yep. So when you go to jail for a gun crime, you're not going to go to jail for a gun crime. No, you're not. How about with this? If somebody goes to jail for a gun crime, it doesn't have the same ring. It's not just you who pays the price. That is correct. It's not you who pays the price. Nope. Yep. See, when you go to jail, too, they give you that freshly shaved tummy. Get you ready for prison life. So if you're a very hirsute person, they will shave you down and get ready for prison. Just saying. They're going to shave your tummy. Yep. It's your entire family. Oh, they shave their tummies too? Everybody gets a tummy shaving. It is tummy shaving day on the Zombo Show. So feel free to start with your pet. And if you use the clippers, just kind of like, because that makes a purring sound. Cats really, I did not think it'd be a great idea to shave your cat's tummy, but your dog's dog probably love it. Remember, gun crimes hit home, unless you have a freshly shaved tummy. Oh, man, that really wins me this. Right now, I'm rubbing my freshly shaved, because that's what I did this morning. I got a little carried away. It was kind of like that scene from Pink Floyd, The Wall, where is it Roger Waters or the dudes, Bob Geldof's in the shower and he's starting to shave. And then he like shaves his chest and then he shaves his tummy. He shaves all his fur off. Maybe, did I dream that? But I think that's in the movie The Wall, which I, all I remember is that. I don't even know if I saw the whole movie. All I remember is the tummy shaving scene in The Wall. That's all I remember. I remember nothing about the music. I think there are a couple hammers that walk funny, like a walking hammer. That and a guy's shaved tummy. Bob Geldof's shaved tummy. He did not have a very good shaved tummy. Luckily he missed his nipples. Because I can't even imagine shaving, that hurts just even thinking about nicking your nipples when you're shaving your chest. Ugh. Maybe you shouldn't shave your dog's tummy because they have a lot of nipples. And all you gotta do is get one of those nipples and then it's over. That's over. All the milk comes out, all the blood comes out, just totally drains your animal. So don't do that. I don't want anybody calling the show or complaining to the station saying that I thought it was a good idea for them to shave their animal's tummy or their own tummy. And they ended up nicking their nipples and then ended up having to go to the emergency room and having to try to explain that they heard this on the radio. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Oh my God, that's all the time we have for the show today. See you next week. WRCT, Zombo in Your Brain. By request, Driver's Seat, Sniff and the Teals.
6, we rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play?" Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me.
Two men rode in from the south one rainy autumn night, the sky above, the mud below. They walked into the Dickens bar. There was Mexican by sight, the sky above and the mud below. They threw a horsehair bridle down. We trade this for whiskey rounds. The Deacon slammed a bottle down. The two men started drinking.
Their hair was long and black, tied up behind their ears, the sky above and the mud below. Their faces were identical, like one man beside a mirror, the sky above and the mud below. Then someone whispered that beats all. There wanted posters on the wall. Twin brothers, name of Sandoval. Horse thieves from Bokia.
That bridle and the belts they wore were braided gray and black, the sky above, the mud below. The color of a roan horse once belonged to Deacon Black, the sky above, and the mud below. The fastest horse for miles around had been stolen from the old fairgrounds a month ago outside of town. We tracked but never found him.
Well, the deacon was a preacher who'd fallen hard from grace, the sky above and the mud below. He owned the bar and a string of quarter horses that he'd raced, the sky above and the mud below. Yeah, Deacon, he could drink and curse, so he still quoted sacred verse. He was sheriff, judge, he owned the hearse, a man you did not anger. The sky above, the mud below, the wind and rain, the sleet and snow. Two horse thieves from Mexico,
drinking hard and singing. One brother, he spoke English, so Deacon inquired as to their work. Sky above, mud below. Man says, "Mister, we braid horsehair, bridles, ropes, and quirts in the sky above and the mud below. This fine bridle I did make, her own horse killed by a leg bone break. His horsehair rope now, horse meat steaks, we cleaned him to the bone."
Well, these brothers, they were ignorant, or didn't know just where they were, the sky above and the mud below. The deacon's face grew darker as he measured every word, the sky above and the mud below. "You horsehair braiding sons of bitches stole my claimed earthly riches. Someone go and dig a ditch, there may well be a hanging."
Reached inside his shirt, searching for his gun, the sky above, mud below. Too late for Deacon, whipped around his sawed-off Remington, the sky above and the mud below. The twins, they raised their hands and sneered. Deke was grinning ear to ear. His escort's in session, hear ye, hear ye. Is presiding.
Well, the trial commenced and ended quick. They didn't have a hope, the sky above and the mud below. Deke says, "We'll cut your hair now, boys, and you can braid yourselves a rope, the sky above and the mud below. The Old Testament, it says somewhere, eye for eye and hair for hair. Covet not thy neighbor's mare." I believe it's Revelation.
Now that fancy horse hair bridle, it hangs on Deacon's wall, the sky above and the mud below. Next to the wanted poster of the brothers Sandoval, the sky above, the mud below.
And the twisted rope so shiny black, the artifact that broke their neck, their craftsmanship he did respect. They should have stuck to braiding. The sky above, the mud below, the wind and rain, the sleet and snow. Deacon's hearse is rolling slow
in the first blue light of morning.
Dewey.
All the DJs across the nation thought we had a bad creation. They just thought we were acting smart.
Well, that's kind of funny, because we're on all the charts.
Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. I like cock a mow mow. You like cock a mow mow. What's your cock a mow mow? Boom, waka bole, dulce, move, dulce, play. Boom, a latte, no se bole, tisi, mi, kitoe. Boom, a nasi, mo, cola, tante, me, queso, el lapa, dulce, coca, cola, pasta, copa, la casa, se pot. Radio station started getting calls. They said our sound made us think wrong. Well, they did like the music, cause it made no sense.
But everybody wanted to hear it again.
Oh,
good night,
good night, good night. I like cock a mow mow. You like cock a mow mow. What's a cock a mow mow? Waka bully tossy, bully mama gooey. Zuma call it tossy, make it easy, pussy boy. Zuma call it tossy, make it easy, pussy mola tossy. Puzo waka pala tossa, mopa pala tossa. Letters come and it's from coast to coast. They said nini cock a nini was enough. We hope you like a brand new sound.
Better think twice before you put this one down.
The deal is
And there you have some requests from good old Kent, Ohio. Wonderful Kent, Ohio. And that was a band called Dink, buddies of mine from Kent, Ohio. Jimmy Image, a really good buddy of mine from Kent, Ohio, actually, requested Dink, the Dinks, doing Nini Kaka Nini, which I played, and Kaka Mau Mau, which I played, which is just a great, great 45 that came out, the Dinks. And then, just kind of just like serendipitous, a band out of Kent that they're friends of mine named Dink, and this is from the 90s. There's a documentary called Gangrene, which is it's unbelievable how tragic record companies can treat artists and bands. And they put these guys through the ringer. And ugly story. So be happy you never got signed to a record label. The day is all. And then we played Sky Above, Mud Below. Of course, Paul and the Beer Truck winning longest request of the day. That's right. That was a four and a half hour song. So Terrence Velk. That's right. Second cousin twice removed surgically from Lawrence Welk wants to hear Don Henley Must Die by Mojo Nixon. We're going to get to that in un momento. Let me tell you about a show. I'll tell you about a show let's do this. I want to do a little Kenny Joe. Where's Kenny Joe at? Well, listen to Kenny Joe's show. I can't find it, but listen to Kenny Joe's show. Couch Dancing, though. Actually, after my show today, Couch Dancing Encore goes on at 2 o'clock. And what is Couch Dancing? It's funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music and that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly. Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. Re-airing. That's right. 1 to 3 p.m. on Fridays. So she's got the slot after I am done. And they just moved my encore, which actually is the Deep Archive. I don't do an encore show. I do a Deep Archive. I'm taking my shows from 13 years ago and rebroadcasting them. And it's really fun. That's Wednesdays, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And I listened to it last Wednesday. Man, that was a trip, man. Listen to yourself around midnight from 13 years ago. As like close to time machine as I'm ever going to get. And here, let's see here. 1-to-1 Jazz Corner every Sunday. That was my Christopher Walken inflection. Every Sunday, 6 to noon on the myth, the legend, that Homewood kid, Kevin Amos. Right here on the VRCT, Pittsburgh. So there I got some of the shows. Told you about some of the shows happening here. And let's get back on some music. What do you say? What's going on this weekend? St. Dude is playing at the Government Center. That's going to be a fun show. That's happening tonight. I think that's tonight. Yeah, that'll be fun. That's a bit of fun. So I think that's happening. Or that's Saturday. No, I think it's tonight. Or Saturday. I don't know. This is not the concert calendar. This is just my social calendar. My social calendar is rather nebulous. All right, so let's get into Mojo Nixon. Let's see if it actually works, because I reconfigured stuff. Last week was just this crazy kind of duct tape together. Let's see if I actually got this to work.
This is yes! The sound of my brain.
Yes. On your brain.
Then I said, this is the sound of my brain on Don Henley. Then I said, 1, 2, 3, 4. Everything with
Citizens, I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope, the human spirit.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh no.
Jack Ruby. Oswald and Ruby.
Oh no.
To friend and foe alike.
Oswald and Ruby.
Great God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Oswald and Ruby.
They do not imprison spirits.
Oswald and Ruby.
They do not imprison spirits.
The president is dead.
Well, I know where that third shot came from.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
Oh, no.
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Let the word go forth.
Fellow citizens, I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope, the human spirit.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
History will record the fact.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I didn't shoot anybody, sir. I didn't shoot anybody, sir.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Harvey Oswald.
Oh no?
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Well, I know where that third shot came from.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
Oh
speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope. In a spirit of hope.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Jack Ruby.
To friend and foe alike.
Oswald and Ruby.
They do not imprison spirits.
Oswald and Ruby.
To friend and foe alike. They do not imprison spirits.
History will record the fact.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I didn't shoot anybody, sir. I didn't shoot anybody, sir.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby Oswald.
Oh, no.
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
We have learned in times past that the spirit of one moment or place can be gone in the next.
My God, have you heard?
The president.
So we will be do ya bop, we will be do ya boom be boom be ya. Say a day a day a day boom boom be boom be. Shaba ba dip 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 do be. Shaba ba dip 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 do be. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me. Shaba do ya doom boo. John Malachi. Crazy Joe Benjamin.